Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, we're doing radio. The fans can't see. We have two Tucks with us, Alex and
Trip.
Trip is here also. So Trip is how old now?
He's 3 months old.
So we have two Tucks to speak with now. But we'll talk to Alex first. And Alex, was that maybe the weirdest ending you've seen to a hockey game yet?
Yeah, honestly, I feel really bad. I went off sides there. I didn't even know. I thought it was a little bit too close to call, but I guess the league wanted to give the Oilers another shot. And no, I'm just kidding. But no, obviously winning in a shootout, and I wish we would have won in overtime. And I apologize to OP there. I felt really bad.
Were you guys in here?
In the room, or how did that work?
Yeah, I was in here sitting down with my head between my legs, really tired. It's exhausting.
Were some of you have your jerseys and shoulder pads off yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was guys sitting in there. We had to toss all our gear back on. I don't even think guys were fully on the bench by the time we restarted. And, I mean, the Oilers were definitely – I think guys' skates were off. So they didn't know. And, no, it was definitely weird. I've seen it a couple times, but nothing like that. That was – I mean, 2 seconds left – I mean, oh, I just wanted to be over.
Take us through the shootout. What were you thinking there as you were coming in on Skinner?
So I saw him. I just saw he was a little bit better against OP on when he came in from the right side. So I wanted to come in from the left side. And Tomer obviously got him with a really nice goal. And so I just tried to do something a little bit similar, but mix it up a little bit.
How frustrating is it for the forward group right now? You guys had a lot of chances in this game, a lot of posts, a lot of near misses. You probably feel as a group you should have had far more than two goals in 65 minutes.
Yeah, no, I thought we played pretty well defensively. I mean, that's a high-powered offense, and they came out firing at first too, and so just to be able to give up only one at the very start was something, and obviously we gave one up on the power play, which hurts, but to be able to go out there and capitalize on the power play too right afterwards is huge. So we didn't give them too much time and space. I thought we protected against teams defensively, and then to go on the offensive side, obviously we've been frustrated lately. I think guys aren't scoring as proficiently as usual, but we just got to keep working. Just keep working through it, and it'll come. And obviously sometimes it's luck, and sometimes it's just bearing down in certain areas, and we'll just keep at it, and we'll get ready to practice on Monday. And then who do we have? Detroit on Tuesday? Mm-hmm. So we'll get ready to play a really good Detroit Red Wings team.
You were being outshot, but did you feel you were getting the more chances? You guys hit three posts, maybe four, and missed the net quite a bit. I mean, did you feel like you were getting more chances than they were, despite the fact they were out shooting you?
I thought there was a lot of momentum swings during that game. I thought that each team would have 6, 7, 8 minutes of momentum, and then it would switch. I thought we weathered the storm really well against, like I said, a high-powered offense, and we just kept at it. That's a team that wants to play fast. It's a team that wants to get up the ice as fast as possible. That means breaking the puck out quick. And I thought we had a couple really good forechecks and a couple really good ozone times for all four lines, honestly. And I thought Josie's line had a couple really good momentum shifts for us. And they played really hard tonight.
How did it feel to get a win like that coming off of the trade deadline? seeing Kyle go, just probably an emotional Friday for you guys. How did it feel to come out and just get back on the ice and win that one?
I think it was an emotional week. I think that we knew there was something brewing, and there's a couple of guys that were potentially going to be traded, and it's never easy, especially when you spend so much time with a guy like Kyle. And obviously EJ's been here all year, and so it was really tough to see him go too. But to see your captain get traded, it's really hard. And you know what? It's just we all wanted what's best for him, and to give him a shot at the Stanley Cup, I think, was the least that the team can do and we can do as a team is support him through kind of probably not an easy time for him, because he bled blue and gold, and he really meant a lot to all of us, and we know that we meant a lot to him, and so we're just really happy to see him get an opportunity, and he gave a lot to this team. So it's it was sad, but to be able to get a win now, I think it was really good, and we're able to move on, not move on, but like we're able to have a big game right after the trade deadline. I think shows speaks dividends.
How much having UPL back there help you guys in terms of you don't feel like you have to score 5 or 6 a night? He's going to have your backs, and you're going to be in games.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Honestly, I thought Combs played really well against Nashville last game. I think, you know what? There was a couple opportunities that he had some big stops on, and then we didn't play well enough in front of him, and that was kind of that's what I thought hurt us. But to have UPL playing so well, I mean, it's unbelievable. His numbers are insane. He's making some incredible stops. I mean, I don't even know that one on Perry maybe or
breakaway by McDavid.
Oh, the break. Yeah, I mean, and then the shootout too. It was incredible. He's been unbelievable for us, and he's going to keep it up. I mean, the guy's just working his ass off each and every day, and he's playing a lot of hockey right now, and he's just rolling with it. So it's awesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.